Good evening.
Good evening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I like that enthusiasm. Let's try to match Paul's enthusiasm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We've been waiting for this day for so long. We've gone through the whole season of Advent together, preparing our minds and our hearts for this day. And some of us may not feel as prepared as we would like to be, but it comes all the same. So Merry Christmas, one and all. It's a delight to have you with us. Greetings to those who are joining us more remotely. And so let us begin our celebration of Christ's birth. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Let us join together in our gathering song, O Come, All Ye Faithful, number 283. We have been lighting one candle, then a second candle, a third, and a fourth on our Advent wreath. And tonight we light all four candles plus the Christ candle. And as we do so, let us sing, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
joy and celebrate the birth of the one who is light for the world. Let us open our hearts to God as we confess our sin. God of light and life, you promise to produce a great joy for all people and call us to be messengers without that news. We confess that too often we have been silent when we should have spoken, and have used words to fuel conflict when we should have been silent. We confess that we have not loved you as we should have, and have not loved our neighbors as they deserve to be loved. Have mercy on us, and forgive us for what we have done, and what we have failed to do. Renew and strengthen us to follow the path illuminated by Jesus. Amen. Hear the good news. Let all the world sing out with joy, for our Savior has come. In Christ, we are forgiven and redeemed. Let all the earth know the saving power of God. Amen. You may be seated.
I guess I am. All right, the first reading is from Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7. A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading is Titus. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. I don't have.
So let us sing Love Has Come, December 292.
Thank you.
Now it's the second reading. All right, Titus 2, verses 11 to 14. A reading from Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly possessions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us now sing O Holy Heart. The third reading is Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. A reading from Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David.
He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of the Lord.
Let us now sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
From Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The word of the Lord.
Let us now sing "Angels We Have Heard on High."
Oh,
reading is Luke 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How many of you have things that you treasure? You have a few things that you treasure. What are those things? What sort of things do you treasure?
Family.
Okay, family.
Friends.
And friends. And sometimes we treasure more material things, like pictures of family, especially family who are no longer with us, friends from long ago.
Memories,
yes, exactly. And when you decorate your tree, do you ever look at those ornaments and think, oh, I remember when this one was made? As I look at a paper angel that my daughter made, probably in kindergarten, you could kind of tell because the coloring isn't what I would have expected of an older child, and well, she's grown now. Or you look at others and you think, oh, I remember when we bought this in that little store when we were on vacation. And when we gather together during the holidays, don't we tell stories and remember happy moments and sometimes sad moments? Those are the sorts of things that we treasure in our hearts. We're told in our lesson today that Mary pondered the things that she treasured in her heart. We're told that these shepherds who had heard this wonderful news ran in haste and found things just as the angels told them it would be. They found Mary, and they found Joseph, and they found the child lying in a manger. And they ran, at first they told Mary and Joseph what they had heard, and then they ran off to tell others. And Mary, we're told, stayed and treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. Well, the shepherds had just heard this glorious news, so they were filled with excitement. Mary has been pondering some of these facts for the last 9 months. She's had a little bit more time to respond to it. We're told twice in the Gospel of Luke that Mary treasures and ponders in her heart things that she has heard and seen. This is the first time. I'm sure that there are other times when she has pondered the things that she's treasured in her heart. I have to think that once the realization finally dawned on her of what her yes meant, that she thought back many times to that visit by the angel Gabriel, announcing to her that if she said yes, she could be the mother of the Messiah. How she grew an understanding of what that yes meant and what Messiah meant. Here we're told that she ponders what she treasures in her heart about what the shepherds have told her, that they too have been visited by first one angel and then a whole multitude of angels glorifying God. And she treasures this. She keeps it safe. She ponders it in her heart. The next time that we hear that she treasures and ponders is after losing Jesus when he's 12 years old. How she must treasure and ponder his strange words about, why are you looking for me? Don't you realize that I'm supposed to be in my Father's house? And she treasures and ponders those words as he continues to grow. And she continues to develop an understanding of who he is and also an understanding of the greatness of God's love. how she must hold on to these things as she watches him grow and mature. And then he sets off on his ministry. I have to think he comes back home on occasion and tells his mother what's been going on, and that she treasures and ponders in her heart some of those words as well, of the miracles that are performed, of the flocks of people who come to listen to his teaching. How she must return to the words of her Magnificat that we heard this last Sunday. Those words that spilled forth from her after Elizabeth's blessing, as she proclaimed how her soul, how her entire being made great our God. And how she must have returned to those words over and over. She must have said them because Jesus picks up those same words, and she watches as her words come to life in his ministry. She watches how he develops that same love for the lowly and the downtrodden and the oppressed that she sang about in her song. Words of a God who looks with favor on the poor and the little and the lowly and the oppressed and the ones no one else seems to cherish. God cherishes them. Jesus, as he grows, cherishes them too. And how she must look at his work and his deeds and his words and treasures them and ponders them in her heart. How she must have needed the strength of those words and those memories as she watched what happened to her son, as he was rejected, as he was killed. And how she must have gloried in those words when he was resurrected. And how she must have treasured and pondered that event as well. So what is it that we do to follow in her way of treasuring and pondering the deeds of our God in our life? Do you take time to pause and think of the many ways that God has manifested love in your life, forgiveness in your life, grace and mercy in your life, love just for you, an unspeakable, unimaginable love that God has for you, and you and you, each one of you. So as we move through this Christmas season, through Epiphany, through the new year, find time to treasure and ponder the many ways that God comes in surprising, unexpected ways, just as he surprised Elizabeth and Mary. He surprises us. So look for the ways that God comes and speaks to us and surprises us. All those little things that we can hold on to and treasure in our hearts and ponder. Amen. Let us join together in singing "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear." faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated in the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge and baptize and forgive the sins of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Filled with good news of great joy, let us offer our prayers for the church, the earth, and all people.
Am I reading? It doesn't say.
Okay. We'll alternate.
Okay.
We'll start and I'll close.
Okay. Angels sing with praise and shepherds run with haste. As we glorify and praise you in this place, send us into the world, proclaiming the salvation you have revealed this night. God of grace,
receive our prayer. The seas roar and the trees of the forest sing for joy. As creation resounds with praise, inspire us with awe, reverence, and a renewed care for all that fills the fields, skies, and seas. God of grace,
receive our prayer. The nations declare your glory. Uphold the leaders of the earth with your justice and righteousness. Break the rod of the oppressor in every land, and bring peace where there is conflict. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
The Holy Family finds shelter around the animal's manger. Draw near to persons experiencing homelessness, those who are alone this holiday season, and all for whom the world makes no room. Wrap all your children in bands of love and mercy. We pray especially for those who are on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts.
Kristen.
God of grace,
receive our prayer. A child is born for us, and light shines on the weary. Watch over all those who give birth this night, and attend to those who are dying. Be present in our joys and in our sorrows. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
The heavenly host praise you. With thanksgiving for Mary, Joseph, and all your saints, sustain us in the blessed hope revealed this night. Fashion us by their example into a people zealous for good deeds, sharing your love and mercy with all. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
We commend these prayers to you, O God, trusting your grace made known to all through the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come,
Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Come, take your place at the table of forgiveness, reconciliation, and peace, where all are welcome and where all are fed. In the center, the lighter colored liquid is grape juice. The darker liquid on the outer rings is wine. So I invite you to come over and receive our cup.
Thank you.
noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing with joy to the Lord, all you lands.
Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing.
So let us sing joy to the world. wonders of God's love for the world that is so in need of hearing good news. Receive this blessing. God of endings and beginnings, God in the darkness and the light, God our hope for the journey, bless us.